process of content creating, save time. Scheduling and creating content can take a lot of work and prep, but don't worry, beautiful, this guy will help it go smoother. But let me be real, at first this will take some time, but in the long run it will lift your workload and save you time. You'll be able to schedule everything in at least 45 minutes. Table of content. Number one, pre-planning. Number two, creating it. Number three, scheduling and posting. So let's go to pre-planning. Most of the content you see are usually pre-planned. Although there are instances where you don't have much time, you can use sites like Canva.com. I use these tools as well when I am on a time crunch. Now whip out your note-taking tools and play with words that gets your main point across. It's good to have a tone and a voice that you want to be known for, because people aren't going to read everything. Less is more. Then find pictures or graphics that relates to your message. Be sure it's free to use. Another tip is to have a list of places, things, or people you want to have and take pictures when you go on trips or when you do B-roll. So when the time comes, you have it on your Google Drive or digital storage ready to go. Having a calendar to see it visually helps with what your content will look like, and we'll get more into that a little bit later. Number two, creating it. Choose pictures or colors you want to use that complement each other. I use coolers.co and highly recommend it. In addition, white space is your friend. If you need more inspiration, there are hundreds of templates on Canva, Adobe Sparks, or social accounts that you follow that can help too. More good news is these softwares have free plans. Once you've chosen the template you want, move the objects around where you like them. Just be sure the text and objects are not overcrowding each other. Now that you have that, you can choose the colors that will make your main point stand out. While red, yellow, and blue is a common color to capture people's eye, you can use one color that highlights the main point. Something like this in my blog. Number three, scheduling and posting. Lastly, using scheduling apps like Hootsuite.com and Later.com to ease the workload of posting every single day. If you want to post it in real time, you can use things like Notes or Google Docs to write your captions and hashtags, so you can just copy and paste on each platform as you go. This method allows you to engage with your audience. Let's get back to visually seeing your content on calendar view. I put an example of how I prep my content and hashtags down below in this blog. I use Google Sheets to correct my grammar and then hop over to Google Sheets to copy and paste my captions. Then link the content I want that specific day by using Google Drive to generate a link. This way I can just click on the link without having to search for it. Confused? I got you. So here is a breakdown. Number one, use Google Docs. Number two, Google Sheets. And then number three, Google Drive to get the link. Keep in mind, this is after I created the content. Recap, once you've planned what you want on your content, design it and schedule it. Let the process get easier every time. Don't be afraid to formulate my methods to make it your own. Let me know how this goes for you. And if you have any questions, go on and start making content with ease. Don't forget to download my free guides too. Just go to lensesbeauty.pictures/resources.